Yesu so Kristu jini nkondo Kristu ndi magobo Bola son sana bona at least ibawa inalipopo Hakuti mesa mnadua kuti nzai pule Saka follow ndili Kristu njingo tuwa ngati gule Muna ndikola nasinta magolo wanga nasia Geli kundika nika apeye fizi ndanina Mesa mnandi promisa kuti mzandi dalisa Nasala ndeka pano zipinjo zanga simuzi mfesesa Tendele ukusowa man Ziko liku wawa man Bola so kungo duwa ndi masagani zongo zipa man I think it jaja kulibe Nanga sikomo so sezi Ukunyo sane mabize Yango pusha zima benzi Suvereni tandi mayevesa Mwina thiole iku ndi pesa Azizanga mucha chindo pula mafudo wangawa ama wapagesa Sefisi katali yesa mayendela yake Mugu ndi vesa Chikrisu jemwena nchafengi mafuso kuchulungo bosa maasa
Ambuye ni kumva pain Kodi simu kuona Jone ni landi tena Muma nena muma ponda Banjikoma hapa ni kukuma na nzokoma Nizona muli fair Yeti nizona kuti indu yonu care Nisaname ni kukai Nachikala muna ni popo zimoro ukufewa
Wakala ukuma pimpera kumabe waona sisi kuteka Chikuru pirido unachitaya chifuko jantima usweka Kuyesera kukanga kundizi yende moyo besi ukupweka Zima uneka ngadi aliese zima enda kupatula iwe weka Moyo ndi choncho mavudo sama repera Kuma sisi danta uza pa mavudo mbuye samfatika mapimpera Chintu jimozi dizikumbukira zo sauze zikati kwera Ndicho dikudula geli makara chelu mavudo watua ama vetsera Ya, ziko ndi choncho nipa uksiwe mavudo sazata Pamoyo tingu manadizo wa wako masoko mazisa kupate manta Moyo li umazalimba, nyimbo za jisoni tima za imba Tima za lira, kuditi wone kutsongoro misozi ima jipimba Ya, tili ni mafunso, ena oso wa mayango Ne usalore kufundika kuchoze jikuru pirido chako Mali zindu zambili zimene sunga fetete pa moyo wako Mbuye alipo pachimwe mwenga kale mafuto wako
yeah. Ambuye ni kumva pain Kodi simu kuona jone nila nitena Muma nena muma ponda Banjikoma hapa ni kukuma na zokoma Nizona mulifea Yeti nizona kuti indu yonu care Nisaname ni kukai Kachikala muna ni popezi moyo ukufewa
Sadera kawa sita kala weo Halinafia mulu muri manyu weo Sadera kawa sita kala weo Halinafia mpaka lini manyu weo Sadera kawa sita kala weo Halinafia mulu muri manyu weo Sadera kawa sita kala weo
C.S. Lewis used to say this, no question has really been fully comprehended until it has been fully posed and its assumptions understood. So, if a person, for example, says, I don't believe in God because there is too much evil in this world, I've had that said to me. In a university setting in Nottingham, I've used that illustration so many times. A guy stood up and said, too much of evil in this world, there's no God. And I said, you don't believe that. He said, I do. We carried on this way for a back and forth. And I said to him, when you say there's such a thing as evil, aren't you assuming there's such a thing as good? He said, yes. I said, when you assume there's such a thing as good, aren't you assuming there's such a thing as a moral law by which to differentiate between good and evil? You must have a point of reference by which to differentiate between good and evil. When you say there's evil, there's good. When you say there's good, there's a moral law, and he granted that. I said, but if you assume there's a moral law, you must posit a moral law giver, but that's whom you're trying to disprove and not prove. If there's no moral law giver, there's no moral law. If there's no moral law, there's no good. If there's no good, there's no evil. What is your question? He stood there, looked at me and said, what then am I asking you? I knew what he was asking me, but I was just trying to remind him, logically, this is a chaotic question as much for the questioner as it is for the one being questioned. There is no absolute morality without God. So if the question is meaningful, God has to remain within the paradigm. If there is no God, it's a meaningless, emotive question. It is not logically consistent. If that is the case, then we have to realize that what has ultimately brought evil and suffering in this world is our departure from God. Sin is a violation of purpose. We have departed from Him, and the solidarity of our humanity has that ripple effect where it comes upon all of us, pain, suffering, anguish. And when we come back to Him, we come back to Him by faith and by His grace in order to sustain us and give us that day-to-day strength.